There was a huge roar when China's Olympic team entered the Olympic Stadium today. That might have distracted spectators there and at home, but beside the basketball star Yao Ming, who led the team, there was a 9-year-old boy, a survivor of the Sichuan earthquake. It was a simple, silent reminder of the disaster that killed so many last May. In Sichuan, about 5 million people are still homeless, but many did watch the opening ceremonies in their temporary housing. The world's Mary Kay Magsad was there with them. She returned to the hard-hit town of Dujianyan, to the neighborhood she reported from in the days following the earthquake.
The rubble is mostly gone from the streets, and so are most of the tents. Most of those the earthquake made homeless in this neighborhood have been given prefabricated housing, complete with running water, electricity, and gas, and a daily food allowance. In the market, these locals say the government's been taking care of them, and they're focused on happier things now, like China's hosting of the Beijing Games. Zhang He is a 27-year-old middle school teacher.
There's a saying that's floating around the countryside. It's one earthquake that comes once in 1,000 years, one Olympics that comes around once in 1,000 years.
And so why do you think this Olympics is one that comes around once in 1,000 years?
I think us Chinese people, after so many years of reform and preparing for the Olympics, it's come to a point where the Olympics spirit and the Chinese spirit have melded into one. And it's something that's visible in the people here, in the residents, in the soldiers, in the government. We've come a long way from a country that was repressed in Asia to a country that is more open, that is more prosperous. And I think we've basically seen that the Olympic spirit has seeped into our daily lives.
But Zhang says he still carries a deep sorrow about the earthquake in his heart. Just a few blocks from here, the Juyuan Middle School he once attended collapsed and killed hundreds of students, as well as some of his former teachers. Throughout the earthquake zone, parents quickly noticed that schools collapsed where other buildings did not, killing some 5,000 students. The parents' grief turned to anger, and they started to demand punishment for those who were responsible for such shoddy construction. So far, officials have done little to soothe them and have even arrested some of the organizers. Other parents have been less vocal, but no less grief-stricken. Grandmother Wei Su Ying had raised her 16-year-old grandson while his parents worked in another city. When the earthquake struck, she says, she ran out on the street and straight to his school. She says, once I got there, I saw that the building my grandson had been in had collapsed. I felt such sorrow, I didn't know what to do. I could hear kids crying who were still alive, and I hoped he was one of them. But a few hours later, they pulled my grandson's body out of the rubble. Wei says her grandson had been looking forward to the Olympics. She says he liked basketball and Yao Ming. The boy's father, Lin Yihai, says remembering all these things takes some of the joy out of the Olympic experience for him.
We used to be so excited about the torch relay, for example, and so excited about the Olympics, but after the earthquake, we lost a child in the earthquake. Now we have to face reality, and the Olympics no longer hold such appeal for us.
Still, Lin and his wife and grandmother Wei sit together in their old home with its alarming cracks in the walls in front of a TV with fuzzy reception. They blame the earthquake for that, too. They'll be moving to a prefab temporary house in a couple of days. They have no idea when they'll have a real house again or when their grief will become more bearable. But for 3 hours this evening, they almost lost themselves in the spectacle of China's big moment. Almost, except that at a moment in the opening ceremony that featured happy school kids putting on their backpacks, Grandma Wei Su Ying turned away, fighting back tears. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Dujiangyan, China.